News of the cooperation agreement came just days after South African Airways relaunched after being grounded for 18 months during a business rescue process. While SAA's CEO was not available to comment, Kilavuka was keen to elaborate, saying through cooperation at a technical level and network alignment for both commercial and cargo business, the two airlines hope to support each other's aspirations for economic recovery. They also hope to boost tourism.
What we are trying to do here is give our customers opportunities to be able to choose a variety of routes, and in that sense, increase passenger traffic, of course, also cargo opportunities, and enhance the general trade by taking advantage of the cooperation of the airlines and also of the two countries.
Asked about criticism that a cooperation agreement does not make sense since both airlines are battling financially, Kilavuka had this to say.
It's not exclusively Kenya Airways and South African Airways which are struggling. We are all struggling in the aviation industry and have received significant support from our governments, and so have other airlines as well. So I would say that it's not unique to us. That's a first step. And also, it's important to note that we are in a very depressed environment from a market point of view. And in this kind of an environment, it's best to consolidate your assets so that you can increase your economies of scale in order to be able to attack the market effectively.
He said establishing a Pan-African airline is a complicated process.
If it were up to me, it would be like yesterday, but we will have to take it step by step. So what we've said is we will get back to you in terms of timeline. We have set up a working committee. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles, as they say, begins with the first step. So we've taken the first step.
Speaking by phone, airlines economist Joachim Vermeuten cautioned both airlines to get the basics right and avoid overambitious expansion, saying that's what led to their ruin.
It's very important for both Kenya Airways and SAA to really look at the demand, because the demand is far lower than people expect it to be. It's about 30% of the demand of 2019 at the moment. And that balance of supply to demand is really going to be the trick. You know, if you look at the United States, up to about 2011, airlines were making large losses. And then suddenly the airline managers discovered how to balance your supply of capacity to your demand. And suddenly the industry became very profitable. I'm talking about pre-COVID.
Vermeuten added it is very unusual for two airlines from competing alliances to be cooperating. SAA is with the Star Alliance, while Kenya Airways is with the Sky Team. However, he wished them well. Vicky Stark for VOA News in Cape Town.